The Federal Historic Tax Credit offers a 20% credit for building projects on sites certified by the Interior Department as historic. Nearly 70 rehab projects in the Buffalo Niagara region over the past 5 years have utilized this credit, but it may be eliminated as part of the tax reform now under consideration in Washington. Congressman Brian Higgins says future local projects, including the Central Terminal and Hotel Niagara, could now be in trouble.
We have projects moving forward over the next 5 years that will continue the renaissance of Buffalo, but they could be in jeopardy if federal historic tax credits are not available to those developers.
Another project at risk, according to Preservation Buffalo Niagara Executive Director Jesse Fisher, is the Northland Corridor project in Buffalo's east side. She says the tax credit makes rehabilitation projects viable, and while admitting they may be more expensive than building anew, Fisher argues that by fixing up historic buildings, more money is kept in the local economy.
When you build a new building, the majority of the dollars for that new building go to folks outside of our economy. Most of the money goes to import materials from China, from other states, whereas when you rehab a building, most of the money from that rehab is going to the workers. It's going to the people who are actually doing that rehab. It's not being lost to other places.
Supporters of the Federal Historic Tax Credit say it has fueled more than $468 million in local investments over the past 5 years. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.